Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Eric Johansson, a teacher at LSAT Demon. With me is Nathan Fox, founder of LSATdemon.com and the weekly podcast Thinking LSAT. Nate, we got an email here from Helen.
Helen says, is there any value in taking untimed LSAT practice tests? I have taken 8 timed practice LSATs and gotten scores from 140 to 148. I realized I didn't have a good conceptual understanding of the test, so I tried to take a break from weekly practice tests and review concepts and drill my weakest areas. I'm now ranging 70 to 80% accuracy with questions I drill, but timing is still an issue. I have heard some suggestions to start with untimed tests to work on accuracy, then switch to timed once accuracy is 90%. What do you think? Well, I know what I think, but what do you think, Eric?
Well, I was going to ask you, what is the value of taking any kind of LSAT practice test? Because the question is there value of taking a practice test untimed?
Mm-hmm.
So what's the value of taking a practice test timed, which we might think of as the normal?
Yeah, so the purpose of doing them timed is to learn to ignore the clock. Really. I mean, it's to get used to it, to desensitize yourself to the pressure, and to learn that, you know, you're going to do better if you don't pay attention to the time while you're being timed. I like, you know, I'm sympathetic to the idea that untimed practice teaches you to just focus on accuracy, but that's what drilling's for. I mean, drilling is untimed. If you just do one question at a time, drilling in the demon, that's great. Then you learn, okay, here's what I have to do to get these questions right. When you're doing sections or when you're doing full tests, there I always encourage people to just do it with the time on, but ignore the time anyway. I mean, first thing you do when you start a time section is click the clock to turn the clock off. Well, great. Just do that. Now, if Helen's not a demon subscriber, if she's just a person on the internet who's practicing LSAT, and maybe she has like a big book of tests, a big stack of tests, or somebody shared with her the PDF of every test or whatever it is, you know, if she just has a huge stack of tests, then sure, yeah, work through those tests on time. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got to learn that accuracy trumps speed anyway. So it's all about accuracy. But if you're an LSAT demon student and you have access to our drilling tool, drill one question at a time and don't worry about the time. There's no timer ticking down.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you do timed section, or if you're going to do sections, or if you're going to do full tests, then I think you need to go ahead and let the timer run. Just ignore it.
Yeah.
That's all.
I suspect the reason Helen asks this question is really to ask, is there any value in determining what score I would have gotten if I were untimed? Because if you're taking a full practice test, people's obsession is over what score they got, right?
Yeah.
And we will have students write into the show and talk, oh, well, I got this score on my PT under untimed conditions. And that number is pretty meaningless as far as I'm concerned.
Well, okay. So I tend to agree that it's not something that I encourage people to do, and it's not something that I teach. Like, I would never lead out with that. But I guess there is a difference because, like, if you take unlimited time, presumably you should be able to score real high. I mean, you should be able to score. I don't want to paint with too broad of a brush here, but you know, if you've been at it for a while and if you think you understand the basics of the LSAT, then on an untimed test, I would think you should be scoring in the 170s.
Mm-hmm.
Because all you got to do is just take the time to figure out the questions.
Yeah.
So there's a big difference between somebody who can do that and somebody who, even if they have unlimited time, they still score 140 or whatever. That's like, wow, really? That's the best you could do with unlimited time? You might be barking up the wrong tree.
I asked you the question about the value of taking a practice test because of an interaction that I had, I think, with a student in class recently.
Yeah, yeah.
And they asked the question, should I be reviewing my practice tests? And the reason they asked was because they had come from another prep company that just tells you take a practice test so that you can see what your score was and then just keep going.
What?
This prep company, in their description of your weekly study plan, was just like, take your practice test. The purpose of that is to figure out what your score would have been and then just keep going. And what's missing there, and what the student in class very clearly like understood and was just looking for me to confirm their intuition. What's missing there is that the value of a practice test is also that you can learn and have exposure to real LSAT questions and review your mistakes. Yep. All of that is real value.
Yeah. That's the other thing I was going to say. The purpose of doing timed practice is to learn how to ignore the clock. Uh-huh. And as always, the purpose of doing any LSAT prep is to learn from your mistakes.
Yes.
So if you are doing a timed section and you're missing questions, then, well, yeah, that's the only thing that you need to do next is to review those mistakes. I would even go so far as to say, never take a practice test if you're not going to also budget in the time to review your mistakes. It doesn't have to happen that day, but it should happen probably the next day. And it's one reason why we emphasize doing timed sections instead of doing full-time tests, because if you do a section, then you can review the section right now. And if you do a test, then it's like, wow, okay, so I've built up this big repository of questions that I need to review, but I'm tired now and I want to go have dinner or whatever, so I don't want to review the questions right now. Well, the worst thing you could do is to just move on to something else. Like, oh, let me do some drilling, or let me do a lesson, or let me go to class. What are you talking about? I don't want you in my class if you have unreviewed questions. What are you doing? Like, you need to be... All we're going to do in my class is we're going to do some new questions. And then if you miss those, then, you know, you're going to review them with me. So, that's too bad if there are tutors out there telling people to just do a test so you could see what your score is. I mean, that's like the third or fourth or fifth thing that I'm interested in.
Right.
If you do a practice test, I'm interested in where are your mistakes? Like, where did you lose your points? Let's look at those questions. Let's look at the ones you missed.
Yep. And as long as that is the most important thing that you can get out of your practice tests, which I think it is, along with practicing ignoring the clock,
yep,
then if you're going to do it untimed, you might as well just do it in demon drilling.
Yeah. And again, if you're not a demon student, if you just have a big stack of tests that you're working your way through, that's great. And sure, do some of them untimed. But the point isn't to, like, don't do the whole thing untimed. I don't care about, no, I would never do that. Do a couple of the questions untimed.
Yep.
And then how'd they go? Check the answer key. See if you got them right. And if not, then that's where you need to focus your attention instead of continuing on throughout the section or doing another section or another test. No, you've got to learn from your mistakes. Otherwise, you're just going to keep making the exact same mistake over and over.
For sure.
Email daily at LSATdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.